Hello, everyone. This story is entitled Margaret and the Tiffany Hat. She wore a Tiffany hat with a bow and six big plumes of red and white. It had an ultra-wide asymmetrical brim that rolled up to one side. When it came to dames like this, I believe God ran out of humble stock. She wore pompadour shoes like she had nothing to lose, and rouge so red it made the cardinals have fainting spells. Her hair was soaked in henna, elderberry, and radish extract, and I believe her dress was stitched in the boudoir of Coco Chanel. She was a nouveau riche, reveling in her newfound fame, and everything in her life was right as rain, until that fatal day, when her hat expanded 10 times its size, growing past her shoulders like a great big beast of leaven yeast. Her hat pin strained from the strain of those great big plumes, moaning and groaning from her lithe walk and, oh, all that lithe perfume. Then, First World War arrived, and suddenly it was unpatriotic to be concerned about one's appearance. She was no Rockefeller, and she didn't own a rupee nor a heller, so she became a steadfast royal dame, just like dear old Helen Keller. What happened to that big old hat with the plumes of red and white? She stewed it, brewed it, boiled it down, and then she poured it in a flask. And yes, she drank it slowly, just in case you thought to ask.